Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Hotel City Express first quarter 2014 earnings conference call. All lines have been muted to prevent any background noise, and this call is being recorded. For opening remarks and introductions, I will now turn the call over to Mr. Callie All of Breakstone Group. Please go ahead.
Thank you, and good morning, everyone. Hotel City's first quarter 2014 financial results were released yesterday after the market closed. A copy of the earnings release can be found on the company's website at www.hotelacity.com. During this call, management's comments may include forward-looking statements, and we ask that you please refer to the legal disclaimer in the quarterly report for guidance on this matter. Joining us from Mexico City are Mr. Luis Barrios, CEO of Hotel City Express, Mr. Roberto Palacios, CFO, and Mr. Abelardo Loscos, Director of Investor Relations. Mr. Barrios will begin with some opening remarks, after which Mr. Palacios will present a summary of the company's first quarter financial results, and then we will open the call for questions. Now it's my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Barrios.
Thank you. Thank you, Kevin. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us to discuss Hotel City's first operating financial and overall performance for the quarter that just ended recently. We continue building on last year's result and began 2014 with a solid first quarter. Testament to the merits of our fully integrated business model and disciplined growth strategy. During the first 3 months of 2014, we achieved year-over-year RevPAR growth of 5.2%, driven by a 370 basis point improvement in average occupancy to 55.2%. And we grew adjusted EBITDA by 30.8%. We are encouraged with these results, especially in the light of ongoing sluggish economy in Mexico, and remain on track for meeting both our operating and new hotel growth objectives. At the end of the first quarter of 2014, approximately 40% of our properties were in ramp-up phase. That is, hotels that have been in operation less than 36 months. In fact, 14 of these hotels have been in operation less than 12 months. Having said that, we are particularly pleased with the performance of this group of recently opened hotels, which tend to exhibit lower occupancy levels until maturation is reached. For example, City Express Path Universidad in Mexico City, which opened in late December 2013, achieved an occupancy level of 70.0% during the month of March of 2014. This is an excellent ramp up and reflects our careful selection of hotel locations, the efforts of our staff to identify and engage local corporate clients, and the strength of our marketing platform allow us to quickly build the visibility of new properties. Keep in mind that our recently built inventory provides us with significant embedded growth, which we expect to materialize as the properties continue the ramp-up process. Among our more mature properties, this quarter, we noted continued recovery of hotels that are located in cities where security has been an issue in the past. For example, City Express Tampico, which increased occupancy from 64.5% to 74% during the quarter. As you know, our footprint is well diversified across Mexico's main business hubs and economic corridors, which ideally position us to benefit from a broad-based pickup in the country's GDP growth rate. Under the current anemic growth scenario, we're seeking above average performances by our hotels in Mexico City, the Bajío region, and the Gulf of Mexico. Our portfolio continues to benefit widely from our guest loyalty program, City Premios, which has expanded to over 349,000 members. In the first quarter, we continue to implement a set of commercial initiatives across our portfolio to selectively stimulate demand and occupancy. For example, on the weekends, specifically geared toward the value-conscious domestic traveler, be it leisure or business. As a result, Through the more aggressive marketing and promotional activity, we have increased traffic to our hotels and increased our market share. While this strategy partly explains the 1.9% year-over-year decline in our average daily rate for the quarter, it improved our occupancy rates and led to a positive overall net impact on Hotel Estigi's first quarter RevPAR. It is important to mention that the vast majority of our reservations continue to come through our own channels, as we have one of the most robust distribution platforms in Mexico. Another very effective traffic building campaign that we introduced in the fourth quarter of last year and continued for this first quarter consisted in implementing different certain promotions throughout the chain that proved very successful in terms of generating demand. These are a few examples of our balance, how we balance our operating metrics to optimize RevPAR without significantly altering our high-quality value proposition. Before I move on to an update of our pipeline, I'd like to discuss our emphasis on efficiency, which underpins everything we do. Our first quarter adjusted EBITDA margin expanded by 40 basis points to 32% from 31.6% in the same period last year, and places Hotel Estigi among the most profitable lodging companies in Mexico. Our best-in-class operating margin reflects a number of factors, including our streamlined design and development approach, standardized business processes, scalable infrastructure, proficient IT platform, and highly trained on-site hotel management. As you can see, efficiency really is embraced throughout our organization, and we aim to keep this mindset as we evolve as a company. Now, on to our pipeline. We ended 2013 with 82 hotels in operation, consisting of 9,326 rooms installed. In the first quarter of 2014, we opened three hotels, two of which we classify under our 2013 development plan, City Junior Ciudad del Carmen Aeropuerto, City Junior Ciudad del Carmen Isla de Tris. The two City Juniors on Ciudad del Carmen incorporate a new format with modern decoration, enhanced interior design, larger TV screens, and improved breakfast offerings. In March 2014, we opened City Express Tehuacan, the first hotel under our 2014 development plan, and the fifth property in the state of Puebla, which is benefiting from the region's improving automotive industry. City Express Tehuacan operates under a franchise and management contract, which we believe will become a stronger contributor to our revenue model going forward as our brand and distribution network have become increasingly valuable in the Mexican market. Under 2014 development plan, we anticipate opening 14 to 16 hotels, of which seven will be under a management and franchise format. The greater availability of management and franchise opportunities not only validate the strengths of our brand and distribution, but also provides us with a new growth channel and gives us another tool to manage our portfolio so that we are asset right. All of our planned hotels openings during the remainder of 2014 are expected to be in Mexico and will strengthen our market leadership in the country's limited service sector, where we believe is a general lack of good quality affordable rooms. At the end of the first quarter, we had 17 properties under construction, and we were constantly monitoring the landscape for new opportunities with an eye on areas with long-term capital appreciation potential. At present, we were meaningful potential in Mexico City, Monterrey, the Bajío, and Gulf of Mexico regions. And we continue to look for access in mid-sized cities where we can find important demand from our target market and are able to successfully enter because of our efficient cost per room levels. Our average cost per key stands at around $48,000, and our average development timeline stands between 9 to 12 months. These metrics could tick up in instances where we build an established market, such as Mexico City or Monterrey, which have longer permitting tails and slightly different project designs, but generally they have been stable. While we do not expect any international openings this year, we intend to continue seeding our brand in key strategic countries and anticipate beginning construction of one or two projects in Colombia and one or two projects in Chile, with the support of our local investment partner in the case of Chile. This opening would be reflected in 2015. The process of economic integration among Mexico and certain of its Latin American neighbors is a reality and creates a unique opportunity that we don't want to miss. Looking ahead, we have shown that we can perform well in a moderate growth environment and continue to be optimistic that Mexico's city economic activity and GDP growth will begin to accelerate in the second half of 2014. We believe that as the government's reform agenda and corresponding spending programs kick in, we will directly benefit in those regions where corresponding economic activity and business travel accelerate. For example, energy reform and the petrochemical corridor. Nonetheless, we remain cautious and will closely monitor the pace of Mexico's economic recovery and the resulting impact on the competitive landscape. Regardless of the speed of economic recovery, we expect to continue to benefit from substitution of older, inefficient, independent mom-and-pop hotels for higher quality, affordable options like those offered by Hoteles City. To provide context, approximately 80% of Mexico's total hotels are independent, whereas approximately 30% of total rooms in the United States are independent. We expect this gap to close. Other tailwinds include Mexico's expanding middle class and relatively low density of hotels per capita. We also expect to reap the inherent growth embedded in our recently built hotel inventory as those properties mature. We continue to successfully execute on our strategy, and we are proud to be getting recognition for our efforts. Earlier this month, the World Economic Forum recognized Hoteles City as one of the 16 Latin American global growth companies, as a designation that reflects not only for our positive growth track record, but also our innovative business model and corporate global citizenship. We would not have been able to achieve this award without the hard work of our team to keep our guests satisfied and coming back to see Hoteles City. I will now turn it to Roberto for a more detailed discussion of our financial results. Roberto, please.
Thank you, Luis. Hello, everyone. I will base my comments on the figures in our first quarter results prepared under IFRS. At the end of the first quarter of 2014, Hoteles City operated 85 hotels and a total of 9,670 rooms, up 18.1% and 17.9% respectively, compared to hotels in operation at the end of the first quarter of 2013. During this quarter, we had a total installed capacity of approximately 847,000 room nights, an increase 15.6% over the same period of 2013. Our chain-wide occupancy rates reached 55.2% in the quarter, with a total of approximately 468,000 occupied room nights. ADR equaled 714 pesos, and RevPAR grew 5.2% year over year to reach 395 pesos. This highlights the hotel chain's continuing strength in the first 3 months of 2014. During the quarter, our established hotels, or those hotels that have been in operation more than 36 months, reached 59.7% occupancy levels with an ADR of 701 pesos and RevPAR of 419 pesos. Our established properties outperformed our chain-wide results in RevPAR by approximately 6%. At the end of the quarter, 51 of 85 properties, or 60% of our portfolio, is considered established, while the remaining 40% are properties in ramp-up, including those opened in 2013 and the first quarter of 2014. During this first quarter, reported total consolidated revenues of 311.1 million pesos, which is 29.4% above the corresponding figure in 2013. Of total revenues, 95% or 295.2 million pesos is revenue from hotel operations, and the remaining 16 million pesos correspond to revenue from our hotel management business. This quarter, year-over-year revenue growth was primarily driven by a 23.9% increase in the number of occupied rooms combined with a 5.2% expansion in RevPAR. Importantly, please note that our occupancy rate, ADR, and resulting RevPAR are within our expected parameters in the context of the seasonality of our business and general growth plan, which requires that new builds be placed into operation and ramped up. Cost and expenses for our hotel operation increased 26.8% year over year to 161.9 million pesos in the first quarter of this year. Tracking the solid growth in our room nights sold, SG&A increased by 29.6% to 38.4 million pesos in the first quarter of 2013 to 49.7 million pesos in the first quarter of this year. This increase was directly related to the growth in our hotel operations segment, which required additional administrative and selling expenses to support our new room expansion. On the other hand, corporate expenses as a percentage of total revenues remained flat at 16% in both quarters. As a result, the company reported operating profit of 45.5 million pesos in the first quarter of this year, up 28.1% compared to the corresponding figure in the first quarter of 2013. Adjusted EBITDA grew by 30.8% year over year to 99.5 million pesos in the first quarter, while adjusted EBITDA margin expanded 40 basis points to 32%, which we consider to be among the highest margin in the industry. I would like to highlight that the improvement in both operating and adjusted EBITDA margins reflect our operating leverage and ability to deliver additional profit from increased RevPAR. Moving down on the income statement, the integral financing result of 24.2 million pesos is up 9.5% from the same period last year, primarily as a result of the increase in our bank financing. As a result, Hoteles City achieved net income of 16.6 million pesos, that is 54.9% higher than the corresponding figure of the same quarter of last year, and net income margin expanded by 80 basis points to 5.3% in this first quarter of 2014. On to our balance sheet. As of the close of this first quarter of 2014, we have approximately 1.5 billion pesos in cash and equivalents compared to 1.7 pesos at the end of 2013. The decrease in cash and equivalents reflect our partial application of the proceeds we obtained from our initial public offering, which took place in June of last year. These proceeds were deployed on projects that are currently under development. In terms of net fixed asset, the company reported 2.8% increase compared to the close of 2013 due to the development of new hotels, the purchase of land for new hotels, as well as construction we have in progress. On the liability side of the ledger, we reported financial debt of approximately 2 billion pesos. We are current in all our financial commitments and continue to have bank facilities for disbursement as per our growth plans. We consistently study alternatives that allow us to improve our debt profile and financing conditions. Net debt as of March 31st of this year was 554.3 million pesos. Although we commenced 2014 with a favorable trend in our operating financial indicators, we are again cautiously optimistic with respect to the immediate progress of the Mexican economy. Leading indicators at this point do not provide a clear indication of a strong recovery. Having said this, Hoteles City has evolved with very solid performance and substantial growth despite the cycle of weakness in the economy, as we did last year and continue to do this quarter. While our growth model is based on new hotel builds, our profit margins have remained strong. We believe Hoteles City is uniquely positioned and particularly well geared to profit whenever the economic cycle comes due. We have broad exposure to the large economic indicators of the Mexican economy and to primary drivers of growth. I want to continue by indicating that at this moment, our growth plans for 2014 remain intact and are based on the assumption that the Mexican economy will step in the right direction and that further economic momentum will unfold in the second half of this year. At the end of 2014, we expect approximately 37% of our portfolio of hotels to be wholly owned, 26% to be co-investments, 12% leased, and 26% managed. With a solid financial position and prudent cost and expense management, Hoteles City is poised to continue improving its performance and financial results for this year and beyond. This concludes my remarks. Once again, thank you for your attention. Operator, could we start the Q&A, please?
Absolutely. Thank you, sir. If you would like to ask a question, please signal by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you are using a speakerphone, we ask that you turn off your mute function to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, please press star 1 on your keypad. We'll pause for just a moment to allow everyone an opportunity to signal for questions. And we'll take our first question from Carlos Peralon with Bank of America Merrill Lynch. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, Luis and Roberto, for the call, and congratulations on the results. Two questions, if I may. First one related to your ADRs. RevPAR, as you mentioned, increased 5.2% year over year, primarily as a result of higher occupancy. Can you give us an idea going forward on pricing? What are your intentions? We see that you lower prices a bit in order to support higher occupancy. Would that continue to be the case, or should we expect prices to go up in along the lines of inflation or slightly higher? And the second question, have you seen any signs of an economic recovery in April? Are you starting to see a bit more movement? Anything you can provide us to get a sense of what the economy is doing and the reflection on your hotels? Thank you.
Of course. Thank you, Carlos. Well, in essence, the result of a lower rate during the first quarter is really not because of reducing rates all across the board. It's really what I would say that we were more keen in identifying certain slow moments of demand of occupancy in our hotels, and those were more towards the, I would say, first 2-3 weeks of the month of the year, which always starts slow, and then be more aware of the pricing that the market, the competition, was doing during weekends. So the strong days of the week, that means Monday, let's say Tuesday through Thursday, we really didn't move our rates. In fact, we had the same rate as last year or even increased it a little bit. And then we used certain promotions during this quarter that are not present in the second quarter of the year. So what you'll find is that the rate, for instance, the rate in April is above last year's rate. So this was just a temporary measure taken by us with certain promotions, and definitely the management of rates during the weekends is here to stay. So what we did is, by managing in this way, we were able to have almost 10% more occupancy than last year. That means about five points plus something of occupancy. In the month of April, we're doing reasonably well. In fact, we're above occupancy by the same proportion. But the rate in April is above our budget, and definitely in the same levels or above as last year's. So this is just temporary. It is not. We are adamant that the rates should continue to keep their purchasing power or even to increase. And probably we were a little bit too enthusiastic in late 2012 and the beginnings of 2013, and we increased our rates under the expectation that the 2013 economy was going to be stronger. And probably that was a myth. We went too far in increasing rates and didn't promote, or were not able to increase our market penetration in the different markets. So based on that, we started to, even in the roadshow and several conversations that we have had in the phone with investors, we have mentioned that we started with a different approach in the second quarter of the, in second semester of the year, when we figured out that the economy was not going to pick up as strong as we thought, and we started to ease on the rate without making too much noise and without too much strength. But definitely, with this strategy, we were able to come out of a quarter which normally is slow with a very strong occupancy for under different measures, including the new openings and even the properties that we opened in 2013. So to answer your question short, in a couple of words, is this was a strategy followed in soft moments of the year that was very accurate at this time, and we were able to recuperate our market penetration standards that we have in different areas of the country. Now, going forward, as Roberto mentioned, we have a strategy of identifying different industries, and we have continued to promote and be close to the industries that we forecast that are going to still have growth throughout the year under the difficult first semester that we envisioned for 2014. And that has also paid out very well. And we will continue to see a probably consumption coming back towards the second semester and a semi-difficult second quarter. But the economy is not even. You'll find areas like our energy corridor, like our industrial properties related to exports, which have done very well. And the reason is that that is a portion of the economy that it's coming strong. Scouting and people are, I would say that they are looking at the reforms as something very good and very important for the growth, for the long-term growth of Mexico. And many of these industries are anticipating that with a lot of scouting and visits. And we have been able to catch that, those. In terms of pricing, again, we will continue to manage the rates, but the impact of certain promotions that we probably overdo a little bit in the first quarter are not present since March, since the second part of March. So you'll get to see the minus 1.9, in fact, the minus 2.7% in terms of rate versus last quarter. If we analyze only March, you'll find that in March the rates were only 1.7% below last year's. So that is we have a trend of going back to our plan of rates and increases. However, without the promotions, again I mentioned April is coming along very well and with a rate which is above last year's.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you. And our next question will come from Rafael Pino with Morgan Stanley.
Morning, gentlemen. I'd like to understand a little bit your pipeline of hotels. We've noticed that the pipeline is focused in Mexico now, versus you had some expectations on some hotels abroad in the past. Why is that so? Why is that changed? Why are you so focused in Mexico now? And if you could give us an idea of when you'd go back to having some international development, that'd be great. If you could share a little bit on that too.
Hello, Rafa. Good morning. We have not, we have not stopped the effort of our selective growth in Latin America, particularly in Colombia and in Chile. The pipeline that we have there is actually in production. Again, it is in progress. The processes of permits and licenses and the disciplined build-out process that we have and the bidding process that we follow, we're doing it with a lot of detail, making sure that we are making the right steps in those new markets. And that is taking us just a tad longer for us to initiate certain constructions. Having said that, the pipeline that we have developed there, which we have already bought land, we have secured, is actually in place and has not changed. You will see that hotel development come in place as we move through 2015. When you see the table that we presented in this report with our development pipeline for this year, we're only representing the hotels that will be opened in this year's development plan. We're not giving visibility yet in terms of to all the production of rooms we have either in the Mexican market or the international market. The reason for that is that I think we do not want to necessarily indicate the full scale of where we're building all our properties with so much anticipation. So as we move forward and we sort of give ourselves a chance to chew this business, this construction program for this year, we will provide again further visibility as those have a specific timeline to be opened. But again, we have not stopped. We are again being very careful as we take those steps there, making sure we have the correct cost per entry and the discipline of developing at the lowest cost per key. And those hotels will be up and running shortly.
Now, let me participate here. We opened Cali in December, and that was within plan. And the rest of the properties were presented in the plan we did for the roadshow. We had the other properties in Colombia in the first or second quarter of 2015. That would probably be delayed a couple of months, or a quarter or two. But we would substitute those openings with properties which are more faster to develop in the country. So the number of rooms will not decline. It's just a matter of shifting gears in terms of what the timeline of developing abroad is. Normally it takes us somewhere around 12 to 18 months to develop in those countries. They don't move as fast. Their minute doesn't have 60 seconds. They probably has about 90. So what we're doing is we continue with the same strength and the same purpose to develop abroad. However, we take advantage, and that's the reason why we have that's the reason why we have a strong pipeline in which we can move the projects. We can move them in order to accommodate to our objectives.
Gotcha. And Luis, my second question would be more for you. It's been debated previously, the discounting in the first quarter. You gave a very good explanation on. My question would be related to that. Would be if you think now year to date. So to what extent what you did in the first quarter was sort of a surprise during the quarter, or to what extent was it already planned as of year end last 13? Or putting this another way, how are you performing against your budget as of December? Year to date?
We're performing very well. And in fact, let me tell you, when we went to the roadshow, we were shot with a lot of questions as to why do you have lower occupancy than your comparables. And they were talking about the fibras, no? So let's talk about that. When we analyzed that, we said, okay, fine. The reason is that we're a little below occupancy. Remember that we compete with some of them in different markets. And what happened was that we knew that in the relative rate structure, when we compare to the market, normally Sydney was designed to be somewhere around 75% of the average daily rate of properties in our market, in our market segments, a competitive market set that had a higher rate because mom and pops don't issue rates, they don't publicize rates. So we have a way to compare with the competition, and that report showed us that we were getting too close to the rate. We continued to increase rate in 2012, 2013, and they didn't. So they were gaining penetration by selling cheap. And that we had to change. So then we figured out why are they selling cheap? Because the market was, we figured out that the market was probably somehow recessive, and they couldn't sell enough rooms at the rate that they should. Remember that their cost per room is somewhere around $75,000 a key, or $80,000, not 48 like it's ours. So we can live with a lower rate. We should live with a lower rate, and they should charge much more. So the recession or a softer economy forced them to reduce rate in order to cope and generate demand. And we were going the opposite way in the first quarter because we anticipated a better economy in 2013. So that was something we mentioned in the roadshow, and we started to act. And obviously, we were not going to reduce rates all across the board because that would be a kind of a suicide. So we decided to start looking at on a daily basis, what were they doing? And really what they were doing is discounting on the weekends a lot, heavily, and during weekdays. So we decided to sacrifice a little bit our revenue during the weekends, which are the softer days where we have 40-50% occupancy, and do not touch our rates during Monday through Friday, through Thursday, where it's the days where that we have a higher occupancy and even full hotels. So that proved well. Reducing rate, we didn't really reduce rate. We increased the RevPAR, the revenue per available rate, room, based on what? Selling rooms with a lower rate when we had empty rooms. So we really were not sacrificing revenue. We were fostering or promoting revenue by means of selling rooms that were not utilized over the weekends. And then we captured we accelerated our advertising campaigns. Instead of starting the advertising campaigns for the year in January, we started since December in order to stimulate demand on the softer weeks, which are the first couple of weeks of the year. So believe it or not, that rule of thumb, those rules that look very simple, started to produce very well. So that's why we started to show that on the report of the fourth quarter and the first quarter of this year, just a repeat or a continuation of the same strategy. It's really managing your rates with a more thorough approach. And I could tell you that I think I personally was responsible for increasing rates in the last portion of 2012 because I really believed that 2013 was not going to be a mess like we expected a growth of the economy closer to 4 and not closer to 1%. So looking forward, we continue to manage keenly our rates. But it's not really reducing rates. It's just taking advantage of our inventory and being more effective in using the selling cheap the softer days in order to promote demand. And we saw a close to 4 percentage points additional occupancy during the weekends. And that's what gave us that extra push. As well, Let's say that the reason for the success also in the occupancy in this quarter is that the areas, we have 11 hotels in critical areas, and those critical areas are beginning to get a lot of demand, regardless of the insecurity levels that they still have, even though they have diminished a bit in terms of insecurity, there is getting better in terms of security. But what's happening is that we have felt more demand on those locations related to the reforms, which even though they are in critical areas, the people are starting to travel. We received a 7 percentage points increase in occupancy in those 11 hotels versus last year, just in the first quarter. So which is a very good push in the portfolio.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And our next question comes from Dan McGilley with Citigroup.
Thanks. Good morning, gentlemen, and congratulations on the results. Luis, if I can ask a little bit a bit more granularity on the revenue or the ADR and occupancy trends between the City Express and City Junior, if you could characterize, you know, also sort of pre any of the promotions you did and then maybe including that, you know, whether the effect was more pronounced in one or the other. And then the second question, if you could remind us how much of the bookings are coming through GDSs and the corporate agreements now and whether or not that's an opportunity to improve RevPAR in 2014.
Yeah. Well, the promotions apply to all the chain, to all the brands, and I would say that impacted well all across, all around them. The City Express, the City Junior brand also increased heavily the occupancy during the first quarter. So I would say that they are coming along in the similar results. So the impact is all across the line of products that we have. Now, which was the? I'm sorry, I lost you on the second question.
In terms of the channels.
Well, let me tell you, the call center. Well, the media, all the sales that we do today of rooms, 53% roughly, are coming through digital media, digital channels. So the increase in sales through the web and digital intermediaries is, and even the end consumer, the B2B, the B2C is also coming strong very well. So the trend is really strong. We started with catering and paying attention to the digital media, I would say 4 years ago now, and we brought a team of youngsters from the union, just out of from college, to come in and teach us how to digest such a product, and we started working on it, and it has paid off. Now, I would say 40% roughly. 40% of our reservations, no, come from our call center, directly the call center. And we definitely, when we show our corporate accounts represent roughly about 20 to 25% of total revenue. We are doing a very strong effort there. We definitely have the products that are related. Previously, you sold to these guys with direct visits, cold calls, and generating a good portfolio of clients. But now we are migrating them also to the web. And for that, we have this product called CD Access. So there is an opportunity still on every single angle of the digital media area. And there is still a traditional sale opportunity to sell to these guys through the traditional medias. I would say that Mexico, we have a portfolio of more than 5,000 companies that produce us every single day. You'll find there the most important names and international brand names in it. However, there is always a chance to be better in terms of distribution. I would say that you'll find that Citi has prepared a strategy for the second semester. In terms of branding and communication, that you'll notice it, and we are continuously finding and researching new areas as to how to sell better and how to strengthen our channels. But we are satisfied with the results and what we're doing today. Now, Citi is also preparing for we are a company that every 2 years we grow roughly by 40-45%. in the number of rooms installed. So whatever you see that we will be doing by the end, whatever you see that that we'll be doing next year, I would say towards the last semester, we're working on it now. So we are revamping the way we do things in City Express in operationally. We are entering and incorporating a concept well known in the auto industry, which was new a couple of many years ago, I would say a decade and a half ago, which is a concept called lean management. We are reviewing all our commercial, let's say, we are a company that are organized by segments. When we think of a hotel, we think of market segments, and we have four major market segments that we cater. And among those four market segments, we have sub-segments. I'll give you an idea of when we say business, the corporate, the business segment, we have different ones within them, which is the direct, the people that goes directly to the hotel. Then we have convenios, core contracts. We also have the city premios, and we have all other minor corporate clients. So within the business segment, we have four sub-segments. We are oriented towards them, and the same for leisure, the same for groups, and the same for what we call the trade. So we have four major segments, and we are being organized by reviewing all our processes of selling through those channels, as well as applying this lean management concept to the rest of the areas of the company. So we are redoing Citi in such a way that we can sustain the growth and be able to be a very thin, decentralized company with empowerment to the people that are touching the client every day, which that is the people that are in the hotels. So your question goes, to me, goes beyond the talking only of corporate clients or direct clients or the OTAs or the call center. It's really talking about how Citi does and performs in terms of distribution, and that today we have 80 hotels, 80 plus, and by the end of next year we should be somewhere around 120. So as you see, if you the pace of growth is such that we have to continuously review the way we do things and continuously find new ways and the trends in the market in order to be able to cope with growth and to sell and operate efficiently in that environment. I probably went a little bit parallel to your question, because I really wanted to stress the fact that there will be two major strategic things in Citi for this year. One is the incorporation and assimilation fully of a lean management approach in terms of management and distribution and selling. And the other is we just performed a very important study research in terms of what is the perception of the consumer of the Citi Express and Citi Junior and Citi Suites brand. And that study gave us a lot of hints as to, because there's always a difference of what you perceive your brand is, and the other is what really the consumer thinks of your brand. And we are doing that that match of perception versus reality, and we're doing certain adjustments to our product, minor, and definitely we are going to also revamp our communication strategy. So those are the two strategic, I would say, management and marketing approaches, that strategies that will be implemented this year. And what you're looking at today, we started with this process not yesterday, we started about 6 months ago. What you're looking at the results is, I would say, is a little bit of a due to that we are changing, we are already changing within Citi. By the end of the year, we would be operating under a different scheme. we're not moving the company 180 degrees. But I definitely, I think it's a 90 degrees change in the way we do things.
Okay, thanks. I appreciate the depth of the answer. Maybe, though, to put a fine point on the question also about distribution and some of the things you commented, I mean, from here to the end of the year, can you say whether you see more upside for RevPAR coming out of the occupancy or out of the ADR side, if you can put a fine point on it?
I think that our thrust would be occupancy. But that doesn't mean that for that you disregard. RevPAR is a combination of both variables, no? ADR and occupancy. Sometimes they move parallel. When the market is strong, you can increase your rate and because occupancy and demand is there. So then you only drive for both, no? In this case, I think we're moving in a fine line of trying to get more occupancy without excessive sacrifice on the rate. And really, we're not only sacrificing rate in a way that generate me more RevPAR. And we are now analyzing that as any other sophisticated chain that do it daily.
And just to point out, I think that what you're seeing in terms of ADR, at this point, it does reflect the seasonality of the business in which we are in, where the first quarter tends to be the quarter with the slowest numbers, both in occupancy and RevPAR. So I think as we go through the year and we start seeing, hopefully the economy evolve, we should see, progress in both fronts.
Got it. Very clear. Thanks, John.
Thank you. And our next question will come from Alex Merchant with JP Morgan.
Yes, hi, gentlemen. Thank you for the call. If you don't mind, I have two questions. The first one was adjusted EBITDA margin has been consistently strong, but the quarter-to-quarter has bounced around a little bit. And I was wondering if you could give us some insight into what you expect for 2014 and 2015. And then my second question is, what are the adjustments to products and communication strategies that were inspired by the study that you just mentioned of consumer impressions of the brand? That would be interesting to hear sort of what the study told you. Thank you.
Alex, hello, good to talk to you. What you're seeing in terms of margin is obviously the fourth quarter tends to be our best quarter. Just that's, again, the nature of this business. So we had, in fact, a strong fourth quarter of 2013 with strong numbers. Those strong numbers obviously reflecting themselves with the good profitability levels. And I think that as we continue gaining both occupancy and rate, that means sort of we increase our RevPAR with either one or two combination of things, we will start hopefully seeing these profitability. The second part of the answer to your question is that although we had a very strong quarter and the margins reflect that, we are coming out of this quarter with recently opened, 7 properties in the last months of last year. So as you can see, again, although we're ramping up very well, what we saw in 2013, I think we had a very good progress. You are still seeing embedded into the company significant growth. And again, that will have, again, depending on how many properties we open one quarter to the next, you will see that impact drag some of our key indicators. So I think you should read into the situation of growth. That might explain a few things in terms of the of some impacts in terms of our key indicators. That again will impact not necessarily the top line as revenues, but maybe in ADR. Again, if we increase the number of installed rooms, the denominator in the equation of occupancy will actually increase at some point, maybe faster than the numerator. That again has an impact on occupancy, not necessarily in the volume of sales. That is what we want to look for. So again, that is the short answer to the question. Importantly, I just want to make this point across. We saw a 15.6% increase of quarter year to quarter year in installed capacity, but a 23.9% in number of occupied rooms. So we're seeing here a very nice a very, very nice different slope between the installed capacity and the occupied rooms, telling you how quickly we can absorb the growth. We want to continue seeing these trends, and again, if you compare that to the last quarter of last year, we did not see that differences in trends. So I think it is a very good indicator of how well we're absorbing growth, and again, some margins will be impacted by that growth as well.
Now, even though we opened hotels, we opened 7 to 9 hotels in the last 6 weeks, no? Within a period of 6 weeks. And they opened in December, but they opened in the 28th, the 27th, the 15th of December. So the impact in terms of room nights, the impact of those properties in the fourth quarter was not much. We received the full impact of the room nights in this quarter. So really you can view the opening of rooms, even though they open in December and they count for that year, the full burden of selling them and the lower occupancies of a brand new hotel and the fixed expenses are what Roberto is trying to explain here that hit us in the first quarter of this year, even though we're having a 32% increase in EBITDA, which I don't think is meager. Now, let me go over to the adjustments. Well, what the report said is that fortunately, what we perceive that we have very strong brand, and that we might probably be creating confusion with the City Junior, because the City Junior doesn't have enough presence in the country and enough communication, because being a chain of 13 hotels. However, that I would say it was a major issue that they showed. They recognize that we are high larger footprint, that we are not catering just the basic lodging needs like our competition, that really we are more of an upscale basic product, and we haven't communicated that very well, which is really a perception. This is not an exact science. Remember, all these studies are done by anthropologists, mathematicians. They are surveyed. They do a lot of surveys in different cities and with different people, different ages, sexes, and the like. So these are just some of them are statistically correct. But again, your conclusions of a 102 pages long document, it's really something that goes to perception and subjective issues, and some of them, minor of them, are the ones that are highly supported. Now, the adjustments to, in fact, we have adjusted the product. Already City Junior has a new image and a new decor and a new facilities inside. And the City Express, in terms of City Express, for instance, let me tell you two minor things that came out. They want to have an ironing board inside the room. They feel that having 15 irons in the reception and having you to ask for one and take it to the room, that they don't like that. I thought I never ironed my stuff in my room, but I never thought it was going to have such an impact. So that, and together with the size of the TV, is the TV screen, is something that came out because we started City Express 11 years ago, even though most of them have been remodeled and the TV changed. We started with TVs of 21 inches. So there are minor things like the iron, the hot breakfast, the having warm breakfast in the morning, included in the lounge, is also that came about. We have them in some, and they thought that we needed to standardize that. So really is basically that they feel very comfortable with the product, with these minor comments or minor issues that we're going to address. And you will find probably 32 screen TVs in all of the City Express, even the new ones, they do have it. But we need more standardization and watch, keep an eye on that. So, like these, there are a couple of others that really it just I would just wanted to give you an example. Now, in terms of communication, we with two changes. In fact, you'll find that the new three City Juniors are now named City Express Junior. And that means that in order to evaporate the misconception and the confusion, we will launch different brands within the City Express family. And we will soon announce that. And I don't want to mention it here because of normally when you go and do these type of things, you want to do a show and get the market by surprise. But we will do some branding of our products, capitalizing on the very good image and the top of mind that City Express bears in the market.
Alex, and maybe part of your question, maybe not expressed directly, but was in terms of these adjustments to the product were going to have an impact in the overall cost per key. And the answer is that it is going to be, again, minor. What we're going to try to do, obviously, is factor into the cost per key these adjustments that we have, make sure that we continue building with very high efficiency levels and that our coming in and going in yield into these investments continue being the same. So we do not anticipate that these adjustments will impact the profitability or the yield that we expect from our assets.
Thank you. That was a great answer, a lot of color. I appreciate it.
Thank you. And our last question will come from Sylvia Vigia with Itau Asset Management.
Hi, good morning, everybody. Thank you for the call. Very good results. I was just wondering if you could give us a sense of the impact of the Easter week comparison, meaning Easter week falling this year in April and last year in March. How much did that impact your growth rates and your increasing occupancy, et cetera?
Hello, Celia. Great to have you.
By the way, it's a good observation.
Yes. Yes, very good, very good, very good note, Celia. In fact, although we had, a March with longer working days, that is, we did not have the impact of the holiday. What we saw in terms of how the progress of the occupancy level went through is that, again, we did see our working days perform as we did throughout that week. And as we move to this April where we see the vacations, we have not noticed a dip in the progress. I think we have put in place a commercial strategy that has allowed us basically to run across these 2 weeks that tend to be slower. And again, obviously there is going to be some benefit in the, in maybe 4 to 5 days. I think that the impact in occupancy might be less than a point, maybe less than even half a point in terms of what we would have, been impacted through vacations. Because, again, as we did progress on our commercial strategy and the marketing, we would have expected these hotels to perform as well as they have even on those holidays. And again, on April, we have seen, good performance.
That's very good. So if we look at January and February, do we see similar growth rates and similar increases in occupancy year on year?
Yes, I think what we saw in January, again, it's difficult to say to compare, Celia, because we have so many openings in December that January, again, was a very important month in terms of occupied rooms, not necessarily in the occupancy level because of the comparison, but we continue seeing consistency and we saw acceleration in occupancy as we went through the first quarter. That means that we saw an increase in occupancy as we went from January to March.
But we had a very good January and a very good February compared to last year, including carrying the 7 to 9 new properties. So we have a good start from the beginning.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
It appears there are no further questions at this time. Mr. Barrios, I'd like to turn the conference back over to you for any additional or closing remarks.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you all for your presence and attendance to this call, and we hope to be talking to you soon, either personally or in another call. Thank you.
This concludes today's conference. We thank you for your participation.